serious.
You're the resident Orlando Magic fan here on the show. This comes from the world of the Magic in the NBA. Not NBA related, really, other than the fact that a free agent who they were going to sign, I don't even know who this guy is, Patricio Guarino, his agent took a picture of him signing a contract with the Magic. And no problem, right? He tweets the picture. The problem is there's a whiteboard in the background with a bunch of names on it, and if you enhance the image, like you just zoom in on the image, it's literally like a list of trade targets and guys that they're targeting in free agency. So their whole like off-season plans here, what they want to do with the team, is now out there for everybody to see because of this one random guy that they signed, and they tweeted a picture with the board behind it.
But those aren't actually their plans. They just wanted that to get out to make the other GMs think that that's what they're targeting.
Is that what their spin is?
They're really going to go a different direction.
Is that what their spin is?
Oh, I have no idea. I pray that that's actually what's happening because this is embarrassing.
That's not good. It's there's like lists, hybrid trade, hybrid free agency, spread big trade. So like hybrid players that they want to trade for, hybrid players that they want to sign in free agency.
The Magic have not done a whole lot right since Dwight Howard left, unfortunately.
Did they do a ton right when Dwight Howard was there?
They made it to the finals.
Okay.
If you win the Eastern Conference.
I know as much about the NBA basically as probably slightly more about the NBA than I do wrestling. Mm-hmm. So
Dwight Howard's career changed drastically after the Magic, too. I think he was a beloved player in the NBA with the Magic.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, cool. Fair enough.
Got a couple of Dwight Howard jerseys in my closet, actually. I saw this last night. This is a reporter, like a sports reporter, I believe out of Indiana. And he spent the national championship game hanging out with this guy named Tony Roberts. And Tony Roberts is just this casual fan who made a bracket just like anybody else. And he tweeted out a picture of his bracket. He got 62 games right out of 63.
Oh.
62 games right out of 63.
Which one was wrong?
He picked K-State to beat Cincinnati.
Oh.
That was the one game. So K-State, that's kind of – you're kind of in jabroni of the week territory there for screwing up what would have been a perfect bracket, the odds for which, by the way, if you're basing it on the game odds of every game, 5.1 trillion to 1.
But here's what I will say. If we're playing this like Mitch does for jabroni of the week, Mitch would then take it and
put
twist
it on him
and twist it to have Cincinnati being the jabroni of the week for winning the game.
Or him for thinking that K-State – would win instead of picking Cincinnati.
Well, see, that I could see as even more of an acceptable answer if you're going to pick the jabroni.
Mm-hmm.
But Mitch always picks the side that you're like, there's just no way, like, someone steps out of line and, like, kicks a dude where the sun don't shine, and Mitch will make it the guy that got kicked.
Yeah.
Like, so here, I would imagine he would just turn it around, like, Cincinnati's the jabroni. They messed it up by winning the game. That's what I would guess.
Grant, I do have another one, but if you've got one, you go
ahead.
Well,
first of all, speaking of Mitch, I just can't believe he didn't jump on the opportunity to talk WrestleMania for a whole segment
with you. He texted me back just 6 minutes ago and said, sorry, man, I got home at 4 and instantly passed out.
Mm.
So.
And one last real one, 5 opening day starts for Bryce Harper, 5 home runs.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Madison Bumgarner had 2 home runs in
his
opening day game.
I watched that. And they lost on a walk-off, which was funny. You know how Kindred Wiesman won the three-point contest last Thursday?
Yeah.
So it's now 5 days old. I just want to throw these guys under the bus. I've had a couple of people in my mentions since then, so for 5 days now, and they are adamant that Kindred Wiesman did not win that competition against Iowa's Peter Jok, that it was actually a tie and that the rules slanted it in her favor, and that Peter Jok should actually be the one in the trophy. If you are angry about the outcome of a three-point contest and you are still tweeting about it 5 days later, you need to reevaluate your life.
Are they Iowa fans?
No, at least not as far as I can tell. It's weird. It's really weird. I can pull some up for you after the show.
Yeah, like I think you watch Kindred right after it, like when she realized it was tied, like I think she was expecting to have to shoot off for it. Like it was not like she tried to
just
take it and claim victory. She was willing to.
They're saying they should call it a tie because the rules are dumb, but you could say the overtime rules are dumb for the NFL, but the Super Bowl wasn't a tie this year. That's how it works.
Well, I mean, To be fair, they didn't actually like take a. They didn't have a tiebreaker in there.
They did. They did.
Well, not in the 3-point. Well, the tiebreaker was just how you had already done. They didn't literally like shoot more. See what
I'm
saying?
Yeah, like, I see what you're saying.
Anyway, that's the game. We'll see you.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.